This is Classic Rock Mind. Yes, this is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. On tonight's show, we are going to hear from, among others, Alice Cooper, Brownsville Station, Golden Earring. We're also going to dig deep and hear things from Bang, Poobah, and the Beacon Street Union, just to name a few. So without any further regard, if it was 1977 and you were rocking out, you may have sounded like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Tonight.
That was, of course, Black Sabbath. That was NIB off the Black Sabbath album from 1970. Not officially called Nativity in Black. It was actually named after beard stubble. And the song's about about the devil falling in love. So there you go. Before that, Bang from Philly gave us My Window. That was an unreleased single from 71. Those guys had three LPs on Capitol Records. Prior to that, Lucifer's Friend with the very Zeppelin-esque sounding Ride in the Sky. That is from 1971. That's from their first album. And we started that set off way back when with Alice Cooper, It's Hot Tonight, off of Lace and Whiskey from 1977. Dick Wagner, Steve Hunter, Prakash John, Tony Levin, and Jim Gordon, all on that album and that track. How cool is that? The answer is very cool. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for 2 hours playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And we're going to continue doing that by going to the Monterey Pop Festival. And this next artist was introduced by Peter Tork. Dig it and dig it deep.
This is a song that started it all for me. Yeah, this is a song about an area I'm sure we're all familiar with in some way or other. Perhaps some of us were not fortunate enough to have been born and reared there. I say fortunate because I was, and I got away fast as I could, Jim. And I'm trying to convince any and everybody else that I left back there in Chicago to leave. Because a hawk don't dig them. He letting it be known. I mean, where else on earth have they ever lost an airplane on the ground before it even took off, right? Covered up with snow, right? Where else can you find they hit 21 tornadoes a day? That's better than 20, and you know, one a day Brian Vitamins. Really socking it to them good, Jim. They're still there. This song is very true about an area that is found in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. They had a big misunderstanding down there in that area not long ago. You might remember seeing some of those TV documentary films that they were showing. I think they called them Burn Baby, where you saw folks running down the street with television sets on their back, and deep freezes and couches and things. A lot of my friends got themselves together during that misunderstanding. Really got straight. I can talk about it though, folks, because see, I am an authority on it. I really am. And I'm very proud of the fact that as soon as I was big enough to get a job, save enough money to buy a ticket to catch anything, I split. And I have no intentions of ever going back again to live. Ain't too particular about going back on a visit. Because out west, it is the best. There ain't no doubt about it. Yes, and say yes in double DD. I was born in a dump. My mama died and my daddy got drunk. He left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road, oh Lord. I grew up in a rusty shack. All I owned was hanging on my back. The Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road, but it's home, yeah, the only life I've ever known. Oh Lordy, the Lord knows I love Tobacco Road. Well, I'm gonna leave and get a job with the help and the grace of God. I'll save my money and get rich, I know, and then bring it back to Tobacco Road. Bring dynamite and a crane, blow it up and start all over again. And I'll build a town I'll be proud to show, and keep the name Tobacco Road. 'Cause it's a home, yeah. It's the only life I've ever known. Oh, Lord, and I despise you, 'cause you are filthy. But I love you because you're my home. Well, out Tobacco Road, you're dirty and you're filthy, Tobacco Road. I'm gonna blow you up, I'm gonna tear you down, I'm gonna build me a town that I will be proud to show, and I'll keep the name. I'm gonna keep the name. Tobacco Road, Road, Road. Talking about Tobacco Road,
Jesse James and Billy the Kid and all the rest. There used to be some bad cats way out there in the West, until they met me and my gangster ways. Now, near and far. You know they say, that man there, he's the gangster of love. Jumped on my white horse Cadillac and then I rode across the borderline. I roped 55 girls and s***ed them all at the very same time. I loaded 45 or 50 on a streamline freight. There's 1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff said, hey, are you Billy Thorpe? In a very deep voice. I said, yes, sir, Mr. the sheriff. That's your wife on the back of my horse. I'm a gangster. When I walk into a bar, all the girls from near and far, they say he's a gangster. All right. Jumped on my white horse Cadillac and I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and s***ed them all at the very same time. I loaded 45 or 50 on a streamline freight. There's $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff said, hey, are you Billy Thorpe? In a very, very, very deep voice. I said, yeah.
Thank you. feels like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
honey, how do you think I rate? She said, shut up, honey, I think that you're funny, but I like the way you do it. She said, you're no fool, and I think you're cool, and I just wonder why you asked. Sometimes now, I just yell, cause I gotta shoot you.
That was Poobah with Jump Through the Golden Ring. That's off of Steamroller from 79. Jim Gustafson on guitar, holy mackerel. Before that, Nashville Pussy with Lazy White Boy. That came out in 2005. Those guys were from Atlanta. That is a husband and wife team. Clearly classic rock. I don't care how fast they are. That's classic rock, baby. The guitarist's name is Ryder Size. Oh, that's the wife. Man, can she play guitar? Prior to that, Brownsville Station with the original Smokin' in the Boys' Room. Yes, it was a hit, but no, you never hear it on commercial radio anymore. All right, so here's the thing. Brownsville Station hit number 3 with the original Smokin' in the Boys' Room. Motley Crue hit number 16. Which do you hear on classic rock radio more? That's all I'm saying. Okay, before Brownsville Station, the Aztecs with Gangster of Love. That's off of The Hoax is Over from 1970. That is the reformatted Aztecs with Lobby Lloyd on guitar. And we started that set off way back when with Lou Rawls and some chatting. And then Tobacco Road, that is from Monterey Pop Festival. And yes, he was introduced by Peter Tork. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang, and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in a Think Tank, two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime, so stay tuned for that. And until then, we are going to keep the classic rock coming. We are going to the Netherlands for a live version of a song you've probably heard a bunch of times, but you've never heard a very cool live version of it. Dig it and dig it deep.
Some forgotten song.